Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clear the Screen podcast. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adme, and this is where anxiety ends and abundance begins. We are super excited for our guest today, Miss Trina Dawn. So excited. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited too.
And Trina, I want to introduce you to the audience before we dive into our conversation. Trina Dawn is a Reiki master teacher and belief repatterning practitioner of over 25 years. Meditation master, priestess, and creator of the Oasis Club, Get Your Sexy Back, Love Your Body, and Energetic AF Movement. She is also a personal and group fitness trainer and a 500-hour yoga instructor, a lover of music, sound baths, movement, fitness, yoga, Pilates, ceremony, rituals, and all things mind, body, spirit. She blends sacred healing with playful feminine power. Former swimwear model, elite gymnast, and national fitness competitor, and soul-led guide, Trina helps women reconnect to their magic, confidence, sensuality, and vibrant life force from the inside out. What a bio, Trina. You've done everything. What an
incredible... Very versatile.
Yes, and what an incredible life you have lived. And whenever I read someone's bio, I always just love to come back and ask, and what led you there? What was life like before you created all of this for yourself and ultimately started serving others and helping others heal?
What was life like when I was a child?
Just at what point did you get into this line of work? There's often a turning point for people that life was this way, maybe over here on Victim Island, as we often talk about in our work. And then this has led you to this place of Solution City where you're living your best life and serving others.
Okay, perfect. You jump right in. So, okay, like, you know, I started my energy work 25 years ago and I put it to the side because I was told it's taboo. I was working a lot with very religious, strict people. And yeah, it just didn't stick with, like, I didn't like that feeling. So I let it go on the wayside because of my work. And so I continued to be two people, really. Be myself on my own terms and then be somebody else to be with them, which I couldn't do anymore. My my eyes started popping out of my head. I got Graves' disease, thyroid eye disease, because I wasn't listening. I was still working with them. Not that there's anything wrong with the people I was working with and the company I was with. I loved it. I loved it. It was beautiful. The only thing is it wasn't me. It wasn't me truly. So yeah, my eyes started popping out. It was awful. I was not me anymore, obviously, because I looked like an alien. I remember being in Acapulco when I was 50. And my eyes were like stuck out and it was so painful. I was up all night. I don't know how in depth you want me to go, but it was gruesome. And I remember I was walking down the beach and this lady was holding her baby and the baby was just staring and staring. And I'm like, don't look at me. You know, I look so ugly. I'm an alien. Yeah, all in my head, right? Mm-hmm. So in actuality, that was my turning point. I went back to the energy work. I became myself, and now I help others do the same. Yeah, it was a terrible experience. And way back then, 7 years ago, I cried every time I talked about it. Now I feel like it's passing. That energy is leaving, and I'm able to talk about it without bawling my head off. And I can help others.
Yeah. I love that, Trina. I mean, that's a massive turning point. And I feel you so deeply there because, you know, I recently realized that, you know, who I was as a teacher, I love teaching. That's what I went to school for. It was a passion of mine. Yet, you know, my deep core wound was I needed power, right? Because I always thought powerless. I felt powerless growing up. So funny enough, I became a cop, right? Because you got some power being a police officer.
Yeah, you put on your powder puff suit.
Exactly, right? And then once I released that, you know, through the modalities we teach called timeline therapy, I didn't feel powerless anymore. And therefore, like, the job didn't fulfill me anymore. Right now, I'm back to my first love again, which is teaching. And I love that you followed that and you realize that, you know what? You stand brighter and you stand stronger when you are who you are. Mm-hmm. Right? And so talk a little bit about what's changed in this last 7 years, other than, yeah, now, you know, you can stand in your power. What was it that really shifted you or like that breakthrough that you had that you were like, you know what, now I'm going to do this and I'm going to stand in my power and how it's helped you now do the work that you're doing now?
Yeah, just I think that the change, here I go again, the change of my face, I was no longer me anymore. So that was the changing point for sure. And I had to get used to people staring and me feeling comfortable with that. Yeah. I just finding the words.
And when you mean like your eyes, like was that, can you talk a little bit more about what you mean by that?
With thyroid eye disease?
Yeah, you have such beautiful eyes. So like what, because I've never heard of that before. So can you just explain what that is?
It's ridiculous, actually. I feel like it was an energetic, you know, like it was energy that I was needing to change, right? But what it is actually is I was hypothyroidism.
Mm-hmm.
And I flipped over and I was hyper like within a week. And my eyes started coming out of my head. My naturopath thought it was allergies. So she did millions of dollars of allergy testing. And it wasn't. It was actually thyroid eye disease. And it took 7 months for somebody to see me because I live in a very remote northern town. 7 months that my eyes kept growing and out of the sockets. And I actually, yeah, so that's called thyroid eye disease and also Graves. Like it's kind of a mixture of the two, which, yeah. But anyways, my left eye, I almost lost the sight because it was so close to the optical nerve. And so that I had to have surgery right away. So it was emergency surgery 7 months later. Wish it was sooner, but I guess maybe they had to wait it out now that I'm thinking about it, you know, wait until to see how bad it's going to get. And it really got bad. Some people can, you know, it doesn't get that bad, but for me, it really did. It was like, Trina, see what you're doing. You don't belong here. Get out. You know, like it was, I could just see myself, my eyes going, come on, you're not seeing.
We're getting bigger and bigger, so you get us to see what's going on and where you're out of alignment in your life. And
100%.
Don't you love how our body talks to us, right? And going through it, I know you didn't love it, by all means. However, looking back, understanding how our body talks to us and that these symptoms are signs that something is off, whether it's in our physical body, in our emotional body, in our mental body, in our spiritual body. And for you, what was off was, as you said, that you were attempting to be two people and you were this person when you showed up at work. And even though you love the work, you couldn't be your true self in that place. And then now over here, this is who you truly want to be. And so all of this happened to direct you back to being your true self. Yeah. And look at you now in, you know, we looks like great health, beautiful eyes, as Billy said earlier. Smiling and having accomplished all that you've accomplished in the last 7 years in terms of your own healing and realignment journey and now serving others.
I mean, the metaphor there.
Yes.
In saying that you want to be seen for who you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And the fact that your literally eyes are like, somebody see me because I can't see me anymore. Right. We get lost in that. Like, who am I? And the fact that you listened, because a lot of people don't listen, right? And I know Melissa and I talk about this a lot, that, you know, the signs have been there. You know, sometimes we're just like, you know, that, you know, we talk about like pain means pay attention, right? Sometimes we ignore the pain because, you know, it's serving some other need of ours. And now that you moved into this beautiful space of really embodying who you are, I mean, like your bio says it all, like priestess and like, you know, all this stuff that we, and there's, and I want to speak to this because I don't know, it's coming in for me that like there's this big feminine reckoning that's happening, right? That we can't, you know, the witchiness in the you know, that the feminine wound, that witch wound has really all of a sudden now it's like bubbling up. It's like, it's getting to the point where we can't ignore it anymore, right? And I think this is why my, even for me personally, policing got really uncomfortable for me because I was in my masculine in that job. Whereas now I get to be in my feminine where we're you know, supporting, you know, creating these beautiful containers for transformation that need that nurturing feminine, you know, love that women have. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps. And, you know, like I love that now you're stepping into that so fully that now, you know, you can really serve in a way that's going to allow the people that you're going to touch to be touched in such a deeper way, right? So my question is, now that you've integrated who the hell Trina Dawn is into yourself, how do you show up differently for your clients now as opposed to when you didn't before? What's the difference?
I'm very caring. That's how I show up. I'm very motherly. I am Heart's Desire 6. So yeah, my heart's desire is to have community and cradle them and cuddle them. Like, sounds funny, but that's me. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, I speak in numerology, but I'm a 10 for my leadership. And I love leading. I love leading them to the sun. I love leading them to the light.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, I love to help people not to get hit by that cosmic 2x4 like I did, really.
Yeah, we call it a 2x4 as well. And yeah, I love that you're calling it, like, we're light workers, right? Yeah. We are here to shine our light. And, you know, we say this all the time that those that have the biggest mission in the world have to go through some of the hardest things. Yeah. And you've just been through such a massive thing so that now you can share your story. And I love that you're here sharing this story, because Trina, this is the first time I'm hearing this story too, and I've known you.
Is that right?
Years, yeah. Yeah. And you know, you're talking about like the motherly, like I know your two daughters and like they're beautiful, beautiful human beings. And that's just a testament that deep down you are still that loving, nurturing mother figure that the world, God needs a lot more. Like humanity needs a lot more of that nurturing right now, right? Mm-hmm. As that masculine is falling and the patriarch is falling and they need to know that we can hold them as well.
Yeah. And when I think about having gone through that, and that is exactly where the Love Your Body Summit, and I know you guys were part of it last year, but I've done 3 years, and that's where that stems from, is just loving yourself no matter what.
Yeah. And all of this work is so powerful for all of humanity. Even your story of attempting to be someone that you really weren't. You're not the only person that's ever gone through that. And not to belittle your experience, rather to have the reader, the listener understand that they're not alone. Yeah. In there. And maybe it's the first time somebody realizes, oh my goodness, that's me. I am showing up at work as this person. And yet in my own life where I can be with my friends in the circle that I love, I can be somebody else, and that's my true self. And how do I bring them into alignment?
Yeah. And it's not in just work either. It's like the people that surround you every day.
Absolutely.
Like I do have some clients that put away their witchy stuff, their sage, their candles, their, you know, incense and stuff. They pack it away and then pull it out when the husband's gone. It's like, no. You get to have what you love around you at all times. Absolutely. No more hiding. You are who you are.
Yeah. Absolutely. So Trina, how you say you're a belief repatterning practitioner. Can you talk a little bit about what that process is all about?
Oh, it's similar to like what I've been learning from you guys. I'm taking your wealth course and I just love it.
Thank you.
But it does pluck out the limiting beliefs that you were born with, or the ones that came with you through many soul arrivals on this planet. We use a pendulum.
All right.
Yeah, or I use my fingers as well to test. So just it's muscle testing and then using affirmation to clear and clear and clear. Yeah. So it's I learned it gazillions of years ago and I use it every day and with my clients. And yeah, it's a beautiful way to get rid of those self-limiting beliefs that we really need to get rid of, because they are there. And
they are there. They're often outside our unconscious awareness, and they're what's keeping us stuck. So whenever somebody's feeling stuck in any area of their life, that's an opportunity to think, huh, what is blocking me right now? What's the self-limiting belief that is getting in the way? And again, for some people, it might be the first time for them to even realize that it can be released easily and effortlessly through, you know, the use of your pendulum and your affirmations or timeline therapy, however they do it, just for them to know that it can be released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, we're not stuck this way, right? We think, oh, this is just the way I am. Well, no, that's the way you were programmed. But the great thing is, if you're programmed that way, you can be programmed another way, right? And I know there's I know you're in this, you know, this massive awakening that's happening and this age of Aquarius that's coming. And I love that you work with numerology, because there's so much information out there about where we are in this moment in time, in this moment in history. So can you share maybe a little bit, because I'm always, this is a little bit personal. I love learning about numerology too, and astrology. And like, what's your biggest, like, if someone was listening right now about tapping into who you are and the recipe that you were given to fulfill your mission, like, how could they best hear that based on like the energetics and like astrology, numerology, all that?
Yeah. Well, if you look at your numerology, your life path, I'm a life path 30, and I am here put on this planet to learn communication. From day one, I was terrible. I was not the one putting up my hand in school. I hid behind my mom's leg, you know, like I was so shy. And so I was put here to learn how to communicate. Like anybody can learn their three core numbers, and there's so much more too. But yeah, and then that becomes your medicine. So if you know your life path number, that becomes the medicine that you teach others.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. And then you're always going for your destiny, which I'm a destiny 10, which is the leader, the innovative leader. So coming up with something new and intriguing to invite others to. Yeah.
So you use your, whatever your life's path is, to do your mission on the planet. Oh, and that's really cool.
Yeah. And then you've got the burning desire, like the heart's desire, which is your fire underneath it all. That's what keeps the flame burning, so that you keep propelling yourself up. And once you get up there, there's always another level. And you know that. I know that you do.
Yeah. We're never down.
Yeah.
No. And we don't want to be done, because you know, if we're done, we're dead, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're dead in this lifetime.
But yes.
Learn. But I find the more that I learn, the more I realize I have no idea about anything, because there's so much more to just our minds, right? The power that we hold within our minds. It's like, you know, we say this all the time in our trainings, is that you're more than you can think. Yeah. Right? We're so conditioned to just use our tiny little conscious mind and our little thinking mind or ego mind or little mind, whatever you want to call it. And really, there's so much more to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Soul. So many years of your soul coming to Earth, that you have so much knowledge. It's just tapping in.
Yeah, opening the wisdom door, right? Like that's what we call it, the doorway to, you know, your higher self and all the wisdom. It's just a matter of remembering.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And what I love is that understanding your numerology allows people to tap into their mission and have a more focused approach on it. Because a lot of people, they're like, okay, I know I'm here for a reason and I haven't figured out what it is yet.
Yes.
And, you know, Billy said from one of her trainings, the two most important days in your life are the day that you're born and the day that you figure out your purpose.
Yes. Find out why. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And so having someone do a numerology session with you allows them to then begin that process of understanding why they're here, what their mission is, mm-hmm. and then be able to follow that. That's what people want, is direction, especially if they're feeling stuck or they're, you know, in a corporate career going, well, I'm here because it pays the bills and it, you know, gives me a medical plan, but it's sucking my soul. I don't know what else I should do or what else I'm skilled to do, etc. If they can instead tap into this greater universal knowing, yeah. they came here for a reason. Let's get back to it.
Yeah.
And you help people do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm just really interested because I love your story, Trina. And I'm just interested to know, when did you, at what point did you start tapping into, I know it's 25 years in the energies. At what point did you start tapping into numerology? Was that before? Was that after? What led you to what? How did the pieces in the puzzle in your journey fit together?
Yeah, numerology started later. But it's funny because I was a whiz in math. I love numbers. And everybody around me, oh, I hate math. I hate math. Math was my best thing. And then no wonder I'm so called for numerology. About 10 years ago, I would say, I started. And yeah, really got into it. And with the Oasis Club, we can talk about that later. That is one of the courses in there, is numerology 101. And they learn right away their first three core numbers. And then there's also, as you guys know, your yearly, you know, everybody has the same year, but you also have a year number. So I'm following a year seven. So so that's like the deep diver, yeah, inspector gadget. So I'm not supposed to be doing anything new. So I'm laying low and you go deep dive on a 7 year. So it's kind of, it's been great. I've had lots of questions. Lots of questions.
That's awesome. I love it. And so since you mentioned it, let's talk a bit more about that, the Oasis Club that okay. you created.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's a community. I call it Oasis Club. I was always in gymnastics and that was a gymnastics club. I feel like women, there's a lot of memberships out there. This is a club. It's still a membership, but it's still, but I like the word club. It is community. It definitely fills my heart's desire, six. And we work a lot with energy. My energetic AF. Yeah. I have a playbook that's the first initial thing that they get for free. And then they can come into Oasis Club. And I do a lot of different master classes. But Oasis Club is really, we go by the moon cycle. So gentle, new moon, full moon. We do ceremonial work, rituals. We work with the wheel of the year. So every auspicious day, there's eight of them. We do something special on those days. There's also, and that's why it's a club, is because I do yoga and Pilates as well in there. So they're getting everything all encompassed in one thing. They get in their physical bodies taken care of and their mental and spiritual bodies as well.
I love that. Yeah, something for everyone. And as you said, getting something for all of their bodies, all yes. in place.
So yeah,
beautiful. Beautiful.
It's fun. And the women in there, they love it. I mean, we have a little WhatsApp group and we chat daily. And it's so fun because they're doing other things, but then we get to meet. Right now we're meeting twice a month. I'm thinking of every week, but it's Wednesdays and then weekly for our yoga and Pilates classes. And it's just amazing. And we pull cards. We do it all.
Do all the witchy stuff, right? That we get.
I love it. It's like, that's what fills me. That's what fills me for sure. Well, and that's, I think that's what I call into is people like me that love that stuff.
Yes, exactly. Because then you want to find your community, right? And we have to sometimes put up those boundaries of the people that are lowering our frequency, right? Because at the end of the day, it's all energy and it's all energetics, as you know, energetic, love the name.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we have the choice of who we want to be around, right? And we're not everybody's cup of tea, and nor is everybody our cup of tea. And it's okay. It's not like they're better or worse than us. It's just you want to find your tribe, right? We call this values levels too. It's almost like the planet is kind of going back to, oh, I wanted to be in my tribe, the people that lift us up, right? We talk about it's our, you know, our logo is the seed of life, right? Like who are the other five people that are closest to you that are raising your frequency as opposed to the ones, you know, little crabs in the bucket that,
yeah,
again, they're, you know, they don't know any better, right? They're just, they don't know what's out there. They don't, especially the witchy world, the woo-woo world, as you call it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were told me a few years ago, I'd be teaching people about the higher self. I'd be like, I think you should go see the doctor because, I mean, I rest bad guys for a living. It's not my world at all. And yet I feel so at home here.
Yes.
Whereas I was the imposter over there, right? And that's what I think this big message of this conversation, Trina, which I love, that is being true to who you are and being the black sheep and being okay with it and going against, you know, the 99%, right? Not, we don't have to follow the systems and everything else. And you can be as weird and witchy and wizardy as you want, and you'll find your people and find those people. Right. We're big, Melissa and I are big on community as well. We have the light circle where, like, you know, the light workers come together because, yeah, the world is going to kick your butt out there. Absolutely. There's a lot of darkness, especially right now, a lot of darkness out there. And come back and fuel your cup back up with the light circle, right? Like, if your light gets dimmed because it happens, which just means, you know, frequency goes low. Me and my kids, we just created a code word called Lovebird. That, hey, you know, someone's messing with our energy, like within us, right? Because families are usually the ones that are fighting the post. And then we'll use the code word, Lovebird. You know what? Let's raise our energy back. And just remember that, like, we have control over that. Nobody else does. And that you can, whether you go deep, oh, there go my fireworks.
Lights.
You know, whether, you know, you want to go deep and become into that hermit stage. And you know what? I'm just going to focus on myself and really, you know, feel like it's like cocoon, right? You're in the cocoon and you're waiting for your wings to really kind of get the blood flowing in them so that once you're out there, you're just, you know, the feminine is rising once again and we're out there in full force. So I love your story, Trina. Thank you for sharing.
I think Oasis Club is pulling in the square pegs, like in a round hole, like seriously. That's it.
I think we're the round pegs in square holes. You know, I think we're the round ones because, you know,
being round.
Yeah,
definitely. Round. Yes.
Yeah.
And round.
We're not the ones that have sharp prickly edges.
No. We're not the cactuses.
Yeah. So, you know, before, you know, I want to ask you one more question. What does, and you know, our academy is called Amplify Impact, and that's our mission is to whatever your impact is in the world. How do you amplify impact in the world? What does that mean to you?
Amplify impact? Holy gosh. I feel I lead others to find their purpose and lead a life of passion.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, you know, no more just sitting around sucking your thumb watching Netflix. Come together, come in community, and let's raise the freaking light frequency on this planet.
Yeah. Beautiful. Love that.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Such powerful work that you are doing in the way you are helping shape people's lives, not for them, with them, as they come into who they were always meant to be. Mm. And you're just leading them towards the light in that process.
Yeah.
So, that's beautiful. So, Trina, if there's listeners here that would like to, you know, be part of the Oasis Club or have their numerology read or work with you in any way, shape, or form, what is the best way for people to get hold of you?
Yeah, you can go to my website, Trina Don trinadonjohnson.com, trinadonjohnson.com. And you can email me at trina@trinadonjohnson.com. And yeah, I have, I can put, when we do the book, I can put a QR code for Oasis Club. And also you can grab a hold of the energetic playbook right away and get on my email list, and you'll be in my realm, my community, and I'll give you a big hug.
And do they just get hold of your ebook off your website?
Yeah, it's on the website, and I mean, I can send it to you or put it in the chat if you want.
If you give me the link, I can put it in the show notes for you.
Okay.
So, yeah, thank you for offering that. You are welcome. And as we wrap this wonderful episode, and thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story, because I know lots of listeners will just, again, resonate to that piece of living as two separate people and then potentially being in a state of some level of illness because their body is speaking to them as well. Are there any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience?
Well, listen to your body. Don't let it get as loud as it did for me. That is rule number one. Listen, it's always speaking to you, always. I just wasn't listening. So I want all of you guys to make sure you listen. Do what's right for you. What makes you feel good? What lights you up from inside? Do that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Such great sage advice. From someone who's been through it.
Yes.
To the millions out there that need to hear that today. So thank you again, Trina Dawn, for being on the show, for sharing your story, for what you are creating in the world. You are making an incredible difference, and it's such an honor to have you on the show. So thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Trina. And I love your message. And, you know, as Shakespeare says, above all, to thine own self be true. Right. And I actually had that tattooed on my back, and I didn't really know the meaning of it until I started getting into this work and really identifying who I was and what that message actually meant. So thanks for bringing that message to the audience. We really appreciate it.
So beautiful.
And to the audience, thank you for tuning in to Clear the Screen each and every week. And if you know someone that needs to hear this episode, please share it with them.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Trina Dawn. If you're enjoying the content in our Clear the Screen podcast, you might like to go deeper and learn about timeline therapy in our Karma Code training.
We love timeline therapy because this is one of the most powerful modalities in the world, and it allows you to release trauma at the root without actually talking about the trauma. And we do this through the five pillars of the Karma Code.
The first one is knowledge, understanding your mind.
Number two is awareness, identifying your timeline.
And number three is release, clearing the emotional charge.
And then number four is mastery, reprogramming your identity.
Number five is alignment, creating your future.
And then you get a bonus. You get to actually experience a full timeline therapy session and experience your own breakthrough in our timeline therapy clinic.
So if you would like to take your life to the next level, release the bag of rocks you've been carrying around, click the link below in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.